Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Wednesday, because we'll tell you next on the Real Nyg Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mainly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy. The overnight low temperature, not as cold, lows around 40 degrees. Then on Thursday, partly sunny and a little warmer, highs in the mid-60s. Thursday night, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, with the temperatures remaining in the lower 40s. Topping local news, city police were called out to the area of 9th and Niagara Street yesterday for the report of shots being fired. On arrival, police found nobody with a gun and no reports of any injuries. But later in the morning, police were called back to the same area when a resident there reported bullet holes in his car. Crime scene detectives were called to the scene and did collect some shell casings from the ground. Now police detectives are checking video in the area and trying to determine who fired those shots. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. That's the number you want to put into your cell phone, because that's where all your important numbers go. You don't want to go to the old adage of writing it on a note, sticking it to your refrigerator or to your cupboard, and only hoping that it's there when you need it, because chances are it won't be. It might even fall off and get sucked under the refrigerator and caught in the fan, causing your problem. Don't do it. Put the number on your cell phone where you'll know you'll have it for the next time you need an appliance repairman, or for when a friend or relative calls you and says, "Hey, do you have a number of a good repairman?" You will. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. Don't go looking for the number. Make sure you have it. Put it in your cell phone now. There's no official word from the city, but workers we know are saying the city is aggressively working on many potholes in the area. And now, with the hot patch plant open, they're telling us they're starting to make some headway. But in some surrounding areas, like Tonawanda, they're trying something different. It's a machine called the Asphalt Recycler, and that reportedly makes hot patch right on the spot by taking old road millings, heating them up, mixing them with oil, and then creating a new mixture that they say will harden like the road they're trying to fix. And they say it works in all temperatures and appears to stay in the holes better and longer. In Buffalo, they told us they filled their mixture with plastic, but some officials tell us they don't expect that to last. And while patching here continues with the old standby hot patch, sources here tell us they're expecting a demonstration from that new asphalt recycler we told you about in the very near future. And they say they're also looking at a number of new solutions that hopefully they can implement by next year. Incidentally, if you see a monster pothole that needs fixing here in the Niagara Falls area, the best number to call is 716-286-4311. More headlines coming up, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Wellness Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Well, these are two drugstores where they know your name. They call you by name. They treat you like a somebody, because to them you are. You're an important customer, and they're your neighbors. You know the people in the store, and they get to know you and help you find whatever you need. They'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge. And to make that happen, you have to let them know you want it. Call them at 260-1918, and they'll make all the arrangements. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, locally owned and locally operated, and they show it. Police in the town of Niagara were called to a reported dispute in the 5500 block of Porter Road yesterday, where a man there said he was threatened with a gun. Working on a description of that suspect, officers located the man a short distance away at Quickly's, and when they confronted him, he refused to cooperate. Thinking that he might have a gun, the man was ordered to the ground at gunpoint, which he eventually complied to. He was patted down by officers and no gun was found. However, he was charged in the case due to the reported threats and because of his actions. Later, police said that he did reportedly admit to making a motion like he had a gun, but he told the officers that he never had one. That 25-year-old suspect was released on an appearance ticket in the case and was then given a courtesy ride out of the area by town police. If you travel Buffalo Avenue in the city regularly, beware of a road closure expected from Friday until Monday. They're making way for workers to remove piping, electrical lines, and other infrastructure from the railroad bridge that crosses Buffalo Avenue between 47th Street and High Park Boulevard. Apparently, those unused extras on the bridge originated from factories in the area, but authorities are telling us the bridge itself is owned by the railroad and that bridge itself will not be removed. And they say by early Monday morning, travel on Buffalo Avenue should be back to normal. Couple of accidents reported overnight to Niagara Radio. About 3:30 on Wednesday morning, a vehicle took down a utility pole in the 2000 block of Saunders Settlement Road. Deputies in Lewiston, number 2 volunteers on the scene there and reported no injuries. About 8:15 on Wednesday morning, an accident was listed on West Main Street and North Transit in Lockport. Lockport police and fire on the scene there and reported there were some undisclosed injuries. Finally, Tononaga police were called to the Fashion Outlet Mall yesterday when a man reportedly grabbed a pair of shoes, placed them in a bag, and attempted to leave without paying for them. He was stopped at the door and asked to pay for the shoes by a clerk, but they say he just ignored her and kept walking. That occurred at the Going, Going, Gone store, but the suspect wasn't. Police located him walking nearby and brought him back to the store for positive identification. Now being charged with petty larceny in the case was Sean Steklevich, who was released on an appearance ticket after police said he allegedly walked off with a pair of shoes valued at $99. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, you still have time to practice your golf game at the Links of Niagara at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. For a virtual look at the links and their pro golf simulators, check them out online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by entering niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news, unbiased, fair, and free right here on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.